This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. Today you're going to listen in as I speak to Eric Place, Manager of Business Intelligence Reporting, and Jeff Gavon, Manager of BI Administration at Martins Point Healthcare. Based in Portland, Maine, Martins Point Healthcare is a not-for-profit healthcare organization that provides primary care services to patients in Maine and New Hampshire. They also offer health plans and wellness services to members throughout New England. Here we discuss their journey to a healthcare analytics system that helps them answer tough business questions with just a few clicks of the mouse.
Could you please describe your roles and responsibilities at Martins Point?
Sure. This is Jeff, and I'm the Manager of Business Intelligence Administration. And basically, in my role, I'm responsible for the software and partial responsibility for the hardware for the BI environment, as well as any installation and configuration, upgrades, performance tuning. Also deal with the vendor and licensing. Responsible for metadata modeling, all of the training that we do for the staff I'm responsible for, and then also the research and development.
And my name is Eric Place. I'm the Manager of Business Intelligence Reporting and Analysis. And we work pretty closely with Jeff's department, especially on the research and analysis. My people are responsible for delivering reports and dashboards and scorecards and analysis to all our various customers using the Cognos products, and we work pretty closely with Jeff's team to do that as well.
Can you tell us about some of the central issues or pains your organization faced before IBM Cognos software?
Sure. Well, we've been customers now for almost 7 years, and actually Eric and I started the same day in the informatics department, which we currently are in. And really at that time, there was no real reporting environment. Most of the things were done in Excel. Timeliness of requests and turnaround times were a lot longer. So people would request information, and there'd be iterations going back and forth between the requester and us to get the final product right. And so time was a big factor, so people weren't getting their information in a timely manner. Which is really the big pain, as well as no real concrete environment. You know, just exporting data over to Excel was sort of the reporting environment.
One of the great things about implementing the Cognos Cube is it really forced us to look at the requirements for what we were going to put into them, because that data was going to be going out to all of our customers across the company. So coming up with that one version of the truth that we hear so much about, the Cognos product forced us to do that and go through that exercise, which ultimately led to better data going out to our customers.
So I know that your Cognos implementation has been a seven-year journey. Can you speak to some of the key outcomes in terms of new efficiencies gained, cost savings, or just better information?
Sure. And I think that better information, a better term for that would be a better understanding of information. One of the things that we realized with people's data is the data is the data, whether it sits in the source system, whether it sits in Cognos. You know, the number 7 is still the number 7. But once you put it into a BI environment, or once you put it especially into a cube, that people who have been working with that data for years look at it in a completely different way, because, for starters, they're looking at all the data at once, and they have to filter down and cull it out on their own. And it gives them a higher level view, a different perspective on their own data. So many times it's not even that you're serving up better data, it's that you're serving up a way for them to have better understanding of their own data. And many times, we put information out in a cube or in a report, and the reaction has been, well, that data is wrong. And it wasn't that it was wrong, it's just that it was finally looked in a different way than they had always been looking at it. So just getting a different perspective sort of helps educate our customers to their own data. As much as just getting the data in a much more timely fashion, whether they're using cubes or analysis or not, they just much more efficiency in shrinking the amount of time frame for decision making. Something that used to take 2 weeks to get now takes 2 minutes to get, so people can make their decisions faster and more timely. I think that one of the biggest factors for success, whether it's within our informatics department, how we use the product, or whether it's our customers and how they get the data that they need, that one of the main things is that you never stop learning and growing and changing in how we use the information and how we use the product. And the moment you think you're done learning, changing, and growing, you know, you're wrong, because there's always another way to do it is always a way to adapt to fulfill the changing needs.
What are some of your future plans?
Well, one of our big thing on the horizon in the near future, maybe third or fourth quarter this year, is we're putting together a training certification program. And what that entails is that we do all of our Cognos training internal. So a new staff comes on board, they need to be trained on the tools. We evaluate what they're going to be doing, the business need, and what tools they should have. And then we go ahead and we do the training. But we've really never done it in any sort of follow-up. So there's going to be a portion of this training certification program that looks at, okay, are you able to use the tools in a way that they should be used? Also along those lines is that we're going to be putting together a program where we'll go through the data warehouse structure with the folks who need to know that. So maybe some analysts that come on board. So there'll be a customized program for them. Say a new manager comes on, the manager has to be able to communicate with their analysts. So they might not necessarily need to know how to code SQL, but they need to understand it. So we're going to be putting together this training certification program, and it's kicking off in the next couple of weeks. We're pretty excited about it. So that's one of the future plans. Another one is as far as data visualization. We were fortunate enough to have Stephen Few on site for 3 days, who's one of the experts in data visualization, and really go through with us and help us validate what we're doing as far as visual presentation of data. So incorporating that in, and then another big one, which is we're actually kicking off next week, is we are now a TM1 customer, and so we're going to be implementing and integrating financial data into this BI environment. So those are really the three big things that I see on my plate right now. No, Eric?
I would say that on a smaller scale for some of the things in development is looking at using bursting reports and using OLAP as a source for dashboards. We find that when using OLAP cubes as a source for dashboards, it really saves us a lot of work in building the drill down structures because they're already there in the OLAP source. So when we build the dashboards up for that, it saves us a lot of time if we have to add new metrics. So that's one of the more techie things we're going to be doing in the future, as well as the bursting reports to get information out to physicians on a physician basis, meaning that if we want our physicians to be able to look at a dashboard, but it's going to show only their data and they don't have to drill down to it, one of the technical ways we've found to overcome that is to use a bursting report based on their sign-on. And so that's two things that the BI team here has helped us with research and development on. So two things we're hoping to utilize in the near future.
Was there any sort of eureka moments where you saw information that you simply never knew before? Any stories that really stick out in your mind?
Well, when I think of eureka moments, over the past couple of years, Martin's Point has gone through some changes in leadership. So whenever we get somebody brand new into Martin's Point, we go through and we usually have a time where we meet with them, explain what our department does, show them what we have, and they're always blown away, if you will, of the capabilities and the data and everything that we can provide as a department. So I think every time we get with somebody, it's all been a eureka moment.
For more information on IBM Business Analytics for Healthcare, please visit ibm.com/cognos/healthcare.
IBM Business Analytics is now on Twitter. Ideas, insights, and opinions on business analytics. Follow IBM Cognos and IBM SPSS for the latest news, blog posts, offers, and event information. From the people who shape the industry. From business intelligence to business analytics and all points in between, this is BI Radio.